Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Friday morning for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com. Or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show this morning. Well, it is a wonderful, wonderful day. I see that we don't have rain here, over here in the northeast, in the New Jersey region. So how is it your way? Well, I hope you are having a sunshiny day. This is marvelous, marvelous Mondays, and we are ready to get this week started right. So I hope that you have big plans for this week in terms of putting your life on track, getting your life back on track, or just going full steam ahead with the projects that you have that you're working on. Well, here we are. We're in the last week of March, countdown to the end of March. Spring has already been with us, many of us, for several days now. April is fast approaching. So far, so good. Not too bad, not too bad. April the 1st, Friday, Saturday, April the 2nd, and I tell you, boy, these months are flying by. I don't know if it's because of being busy or if it's just because the months are flying by, but you know what they say, time flies when you're having fun. So we're trying to get the system here underway. I know some people would rather be tuned in to the chat room and everything, but for some reason, we are not getting into the chat room this morning. So let's see, we'll just keep tinkering around with it until we get that figured out. Not quite sure what's going on, but apparently the computer is freezing up here and just won't let me in. So you know what that means, y'all. It's time for an upgrade. Yes. When the computer keeps freezing up on you, it's time for an upgrade, a new grade, a regrade, or something. But This is going to be an awesome day. Now, if you are tuned in to the phone lines, don't go away. Stay tuned. We're going to get the system up and running in just a minute. We certainly do apologize to those who are trying to tune in via the chat room, because I know some people cannot call in. You know, they have to listen via the chat room. For instance, Mr. Paul Kiriazzi, it would be quite expensive for him to call all the way from Japan. So he won't be tuning in. And then some people, the way you will listen to the show today, you will turn back and listen to the archives. And that's how you'll get to take part in what we're going to talk about today. And if you are the guest and you're on the line, don't go away. We're going to have our phone lines. Actually, our guest, you see, there, that's how things would have it. Our guest today, she won't be coming on anyway until 7:30. So maybe by 7:30, I can have this computer working and things going. So, but I tell you, it has been a fantastic weekend. We've had a great weekend. We got a chance to meet some wonderful people as we were out at a women's health awareness program on Sunday. We were at a women's health awareness program. And, you know, it's just so amazing that people are battling great health issues, but they're coming through like victors, not being a victim, but yet being a victor. And that's what you have to get down in your mind. You have to become a victor. Now, we are having great success with the tour for Releasing Your Inner Power. So we'll probably be coming to a city near you, so make sure you stay tuned. We will be coming to a city near you. And when we get to that city, we will be doing a seminar where we will be talking about how to release your inner power. Did you know that everything that you need to become a success in life, you have it down on the inside of you? Everything you need, you know, you have the keys that you need to become a success in life are, number one, you need to have a great attitude. You need to have a great attitude. Well, you cannot go to the store and purchase a great attitude. You cannot go to your Congress and state senators or federal Congress or senators and legislate a good attitude. It's not by law. You cannot borrow it from a friend or family member. You have to be it. It has to come from inside. Now, I'm working with some people that I'm doing some coaching sessions with them, and I'm using as a tenet for the training, what I'm getting them to do is to four areas I'm getting them to strengthen within themselves in order to really see what it is that you want to be. You want to really do it. So they have four things they have to recite as affirmations. Number one, you must see it. Number two, you must own it. Number three, you must be it. And number four, you must live it. You must live it. If you want to see these things show up in your life, they're not going to come haphazardly. You know, nothing's going to drop out of the sky down on you. It's not going to be magic. No one's going to show up with a magic wand. You got to see it, own it, be it, and live it in order to see it show up in your life. So in order to be a success, everything that it takes, you have on the inside of you, all the key components. Now, sure, you will meet people who will enhance, encourage, support, and help you do what it is you need to do. But ultimately, it has to come from inside of you. So you have to have, you know, you have to have a great attitude about life. You have to have a positive attitude toward life. If you are negative, if you see, you know, negativity in everything, you're not going to be as successful.
You may achieve some levels of success, but you will not experience the type of success that can really bring you a inner and personal fulfillment. It won't bring you the kind of success when you're really operating 100% out of your passion. And when you're operating 100% out of your passion and your purpose, that's when your life will truly, truly explode. And I'm talking about just great things, you know, happening in your life every single day. You know, every day your door, every day your feet, you know, hit the floor in the morning. And wherever you go, wherever you tread, it just, you know, just great things showing up. And see? And so if you really want to live this kind of life, all right, if you really want to live this kind of life, you have to release your inner power. So you have this attitude thing going for you that's just really, really, you got to have that great attitude, a positive attitude. And with that attitude, also, sometimes you have to get around people who also have a good attitude. Because you can have a good attitude, but if you notice that your life keeps going down and you try to get up and back down, it could be the people that you're surrounding yourself with. And I know we talk about this all the time, but we have to continue to talk about it so that people can really get this down on the inside of them. Now, you have to have a good attitude if you really want to live a life that is exploding. There's so many people that are messing up where they could be in life because of a bad attitude. You know, there was a speaker, and he was going around the country, and his speech, one topic for his speech was attitude is everything. He made probably millions of dollars with that one speech topic. Attitude is everything. And for many, many people, they really believe that if you do not have the right attitude, if you do not have a good attitude, a great attitude, you're going to be in a bad place there. You're going to be in a bad place. And you can get so far in life without it. But there comes a time where when you want to step over into that next round, when you want to really launch out on a major, major scale, you have to have a good attitude, right? People will accept you better when you have a good attitude. People will help you better when you have a great attitude. You know, you will attract to you people who can really help push you to the next level. You know, I heard a speaker once say that your breakthrough is attached to a person. Your next level in life, your breakthrough to that next level is tied to a person, not a thing, but a person. And, you know, I could truly believe that because when I look at some of the great accomplishments that I've had in my life, it was a person that opened that door or made that connection. So I can believe that. And people, you know, in order to meet the right kind of people who can offer you the right types of help, you need to have a couple of things. You need to have a great attitude. And with that, you need to have a great relationship. You need to have a great relationship with that person. So I totally cannot see the switchboard. Neither can I see. Cannot see the switchboard. I cannot see the chat room. Obviously, the chat room is not open. And but what I can do is I can still welcome you to the show today. You see, I don't need to see the switchboard to welcome you to the show. I don't need to see the chat room to welcome you. I can simply just welcome you. So I welcome you to the show this morning, and we're going to shut this down and reboot the system. But we welcome you to the show. We welcome Virginia Dancy down there in North Carolina. Great things are going. North Carolina is revving up for June 24th, 5th, and 6th. We will be putting on the Release Your Inner Power Conference, traveling to North Carolina. We're traveling to other cities as well. We have Pat Martin here in New Jersey, revving up for her 100 women in white. Plug this back in, and she's revving up for her 100 men in black, 100 women in white, and 100 men in black. That's coming up May 14. We're getting ready for the Kingdom Women's Empowerment Convention this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Make sure you mark your calendars for that. The guest that I'm bringing to the line, she is a part of an organization that reaches out and helps the community, and she is doing great things in the city of Newark and Jersey City and other places, and also she is down in South Carolina. So we're excited about having her come on the show today and talk about her mission, her projects, and what all she is doing to help better people. And so I'm meeting so many people that are into helping people. And that's how it is with your mission. When you're on a mission, you begin to meet other people that are on the same mission so that you can partner up, link up, and help each other and get that ready support. So we are glad here on Good Coach Lalisa Show to not only be able to try to inspire and motivate and encourage you, but to also bring people on who are actually doing the things that we may be trying to inspire and motivate and encourage you to do. So we bring everyday people on, some celebrities, some are not yet celebrities. Some will never be celebrities. However, we bring them on in a celebrity fashion so that you can meet them, so that you could tune in, and you could get to hear their story. And hopefully, as they are sharing their stories and what they're doing and how they got started, oftentimes with absolutely nothing. They got started with like pennies. If they can do it, so can you. And that's how you have to adopt that attitude. See, that's an attitude. If they can do it, so can you. You know, that's an attitude of success. That's an attitude of having faith and belief in yourself. You know, you have to have that attitude to say, I'm going to win. I'm a winner. You got to be in it to win it, and that's an attitude. So you got to have the right attitude. You got to have the right attitude that says, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to persevere. I'm going to be persistent. You see, you got to have that right attitude. I'm going to be determined. It's an attitude. It's a mindset. In other words, it's a mindset. It's your attitude that I'm going to stick with this. I'm not going to give up. I have the attitude that everyone, you know, even though everyone is not your customer, but in the business world, we treat everyone as a potential customer, because just because a person is not your customer today, it doesn't mean they won't be tomorrow, nor does it mean they will not have family members or friends or colleagues that could end up potentially being your customer. So just because they're not your immediate customer, it doesn't mean someone they know. How many times, think about it, how many times have you been somewhere and, you know, somewhere that you thought was so unrelated to something else you've done, and then you meet someone there you know? I mean, that happens to me all the time, and I'm sure it happens to all of you. And, you know, you say, wow, it's a small world, right? You know how you always say that? You go to a business meeting, or you go to an interview, or you go shopping, and you meet someone there that you know, their cousin or their aunt, or you know their friend or somebody at your job, and you say, wow, you know, it's funny meeting you here, or small world. So that just goes to show you, so everyone is a potential, or could be, you know, a potential customer. So therefore, we have to have this attitude where we treat everyone with, you know, dignity, and we treat everyone with respect, okay? And therefore, we don't have to worry about what happens if we should meet that person. I mean, I have students that, you know, are now on my Facebook page, but they were students. And just imagine, you know, had I mistreated those individuals, you know, see. So we have to be very, very, you know, careful. So we have to have the attitude that everyone is a potential customer. Then we have to have that attitude that I can do this. I can. And you can, that's a success mindset. You know, like Mr. Versie Walker talks about, having that millionaire mindset. Well, the millionaire mindset is an attitude. You have to have the attitude of a millionaire mindset. You know, Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, I love to quote him, how he talks about the pocketbook can't grow until the mind grows. And I talk about how you can become who you want to be. You can become what you want to be. You can do what you want to do as long as, okay, here we go. Here's the process, because everything takes a process. Okay, here we go. You can do whatever you want, but you do have to lay the foundation for that. You know, you can't just, okay, one day jump up and become a concert pianist. You see, you would have had to have been playing the piano and rehearsing probably somewhere around age 5. See, they, you know, it's a process. You don't wake up and become, you know, a great tennis pro, okay, like Agassi or any of the other great tennis pros, without having played tennis ever since you were 3, 4, 5. So everything has a process. And some of you remember the great basketball player, Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was a phenomenal player. Now, another cute movie that I did see last night was Like Mike. I had never seen that movie before, and it really was adorable. It did star, you know, Bow Wow and several other stars. Bow Wow is a little young rapper who's not so young today. Well, he's still young, but not as young as he was in the movie. But what a cute, adorable movie it was. And, you know, Morris Chestnut and a few others. So here, but, you know, my point about that is that you know, the sneakers were magic because they were those that belonged to Michael Jordan. And when he put this little ordinary kid in a orphan, put on the shoes, and he became Like Mike, and he became a superstar. Maybe some of you have seen the movie. I had never seen it. So it was cute and adorable. But here's the thing. The Michael Jordan, he was this awesome, awesome basketball player. But he didn't just wake up one day at 14 and say, okay, I want to play basketball and I want to go to the NBA. No. Here's a kid who had been playing, from what I'm told, from the little bit of research that I've seen on his life, here's a kid who, you know, been doing this since he was like 4 or 5, every single day of his life, all right? So we had some success to a great level like that. It is a process, but you can start the process today. Let's just say you have something that you want to do, some business you want to start. It could be a catering business. It could be an event planning business. It could be a photography business. It might be a training business. It could be any business that, you know, you, your heart desires. But it still is going to take you a process to get it done. Now, many people, whether it could be a, you know, maybe you want to be an author. Maybe that's the business, you know. And it's so funny. I love being an author. But let me tell you, I did not know that being an author was a business. That's the part that no one told me, which is one of the reasons that I do the self-publishing workshops, but I include that piece because no one told me that part. They just told me, here, go write your book, do X amount of chapters, type it up, print it up, do a cover, and go sell your book. They never told me that writing a book was a business, and therefore I should have, from the jump street, from day one, I should have set it up like a business. But how could I set it up like a business when I didn't know it was a business?
So I went 4 years into, you know, a four-year business. I could have been thriving. I mean, look at Custom Care Cleaners there in Cincinnati, Ohio, where Hope Harbor is the sole proprietor. That is a very, very thriving business. And she's going into her fifth, she's in her fifth year. She's in her fifth year, and we're so happy for her. We absolutely are excited for her that she's in her fifth year of being a business owner. Also, you know, there are many others. Look at Miss Patricia Martin. She's also in business for herself as well, and she's been in business for years. So just imagine, had I known that, you know, many, many things that I've been doing, I didn't realize that these were businesses. For instance, well, even the training, the motivational speaking, that's a business. I knew training. I knew I could do a training company. That much I knew. But I really didn't know that being an author is a business. So having the right attitude is certainly going to be helping to push you to that great success that you're looking to have. You've got to have the right attitude. And here's the problem. Here's the reason why I'm stressing this morning. It is so easy to have a bad attitude. It is so easy to get trapped in a bad attitude because there's so many things. For one, you know, a person who is in a lot of unforgiveness, that can cause a person to have a bad attitude. Unforgiveness can cause you to have a bad attitude. And here's the reason. When people walk in unforgiveness for more than a day, it turns to, it can turn to anger. And then from anger, it can turn to bitterness. Once you get over into the realm of bitterness, you got some real problems. You got some really, 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 really problems once you go over into the realm of bitterness. And then bitterness can be very subtle, and it can be subconscious level. It's operating, and you don't even realize what is it's operating against you. Bitterness never operates on your side. Unforgiveness, bitterness, they're not operating on your side. They're not working to your greater good. They're not working to empower you, to inspire you, and to motivate you to be a success. They're actually a detriment. They're working to destroy what could be something great in your life. So you don't want that. But bitterness can give you a bad attitude. And a lot of people that you see, they have a smile on their face, but really underneath they're bitter at something or someone. So either something in life has happened to them that they have no control over, and yet they choose to be bitter about it, or somebody has done something to them. You know, and the saddest part, you know, like my pastor was preaching about this yesterday on unforgiveness, and the saddest thing, that the person who has hurt you has gone on with their lives. They're gone on with their happiness. They're not even thinking about you. They're not even worried about you. Or the thing certainly isn't thinking about you. It's just a thing. It doesn't have thinking. The thing can't think. So the thing that happened to you, okay? Yes, we're still trying to get the system up and running. Doesn't seem to want to be cooperative this morning. I was able to get to the switchboard, but that's about all I can do right now. And even that now is frozen. I don't know if I would be able to pick up anyone's line because it is back to being frozen. So we'll just keep going with the show. We know that you can hear us. Not sure if our guest is going to call in this morning. And if she does call in, I know she was scheduled to call in at 7:30. If she calls in, I won't be able to pick up the phone line, but we will certainly try to reschedule her.
her for another opportunity, if we can, to get her back on. We were excited about having her come. I've been talking to her offline over the phone for the past few weeks or so. She's just doing great things, and I've been knowing her for several years, and several years she's been really helping a lot of people, and she's been helping a lot of women, So yeah. But okay, so yes, and you know, I tell you, it's just really, really something that is really, really important, and something that we must work on. We have to work on this attitude. We cannot go to our next level with a bad attitude. We have to get, if we really want to be a success, we have to have a good attitude. And a good attitude, bad attitudes can come from low self-esteem. It could be another reason that people have a bad attitude is because of low self-esteem. And low self-esteem is just simply looks at and deals with how we see ourselves, You know, it's like in the scripture where, remember when the spies went in and they saw themselves as grasshoppers and they saw the people in the land as giants. And that's how we are sometimes. You know, we see people as giants, and then we see ourselves as just so tiny. But, you know, that's not so. That's not so. You have to see yourself also as a giant, and you have to see yourself as big. And I don't mean with an arrogance big. I don't mean that. Don't get it twisted. Let's not do that. But I'm just saying that you have to see that you're good, that you're valuable, that you have something to bring to the table and add to the table. But one thing I would certainly encourage and people to do, if you really want to see your attitude change, I would certainly encourage people to get involved in doing something that taps into your passion, something that you do that you're passionate about. It makes life so much more fun. It makes life fun. You know, like for instance, I absolutely love doing what I'm doing right now, coaching, motivating, encouraging people to go for their best life. I love doing this. It is my passion. So it makes life fun for me, no matter what trials or tribulations that I face, because I have this piece that I'm passionate about. It makes life fun. And you can make life fun for you as well, but you have to tap into what your passion. And so many people, what is stopping them from tapping into their passion is their attitude. They have a bad attitude, and they have either low self-esteem or a bad attitude. Now, another thing that you can do to really, really, really release your inner power and become all you want, you have to move out of fear. You have to move away from fear. So far, you have to move away from unforgiveness. You have to move away from fear, and you have to move out of the realm of a bad attitude, and then you have to move out of the land of low self-esteem. You have to really, 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 you know, you have to really have this, you know, in addition to those others, having a good attitude and all of that, and having this high self-esteem, you know, you have to really see that you are valuable. I lost my train of thought there for a moment, but it'll come back. But some people, oh yes, fear. They have to get away from fear. Some people are afraid. They're afraid to step out on faith and do what it is that they were called to do, what they would really, really enjoy. They're afraid because they say, oh, well, you know, I have my job, this job that I have, you know, I can't do it because, you know, I can't quit my job. Well, you may not have to quit your job, but you may have to see how you can fit your passion into your schedule. Like, for instance, a woman that was speaking yesterday at our health conference, Ms. Deborah Dades,
here's a woman who worked for a hospital for 30 years. She worked for a hospital. I mean, she looks great. She doesn't look old enough to have worked anywhere 30 years unless she started working there as a teenager. But here she worked for a hospital for 30 years. She retired from that job. But while she was working there, she also worked at a retail store. And she did retail on the side while she worked full-time at the hospital. And then she took two or three other part-time type jobs. But those other jobs were tied to her passion. And so her passion is, and she left all of that, and now she runs a business called Helping and Healing Hands. Helping and Healing Hands. And what her organization does, it's a nonprofit, they go around and they provide help to people who may have breast cancer, other types of cancer. Other types of areas where they need help. She helps people who are coming out of drug addictions that need somebody to help them get on their feet. So basically, they help people get on their feet. She does a lot of referrals. She may take them around to the different shelters where they might need shelter for the night or for the week. Sometimes she'll let them stay with her. You know, she'll really help and work with people. But she's in her passion. But her passion was tied to one of those jobs that she had where she worked with insurance papers and from the medical side. And then now she's in the community helping people get their Social Security started. And I remember when my brother was really, really ill and could not work and needed the Social Security, those papers are somewhat complicated, you see. And she goes, and, you know, a person may die before the paperwork gets done. So she has to be able to really manipulate those documents very quickly. I know, like, with my brother, he passed, like, maybe a year and a half after those, not even a year and a half probably, after those documents went through. But how critical it was, it went through just in time. Because then there was enough to take care of the burial and do some other things that needed to be done. And that his life could be, you know, a little bit decent, you know, before he left here. And so this is what has to happen. And so she's good at that. So I really, really appreciate and look forward to supporting her. Because that, you know, having a personal relationship with somebody that was in that predicament, it's really touched my heart, because that is a lot that needs to go forth, you know. So we're excited for, you know, people like her. But she tapped into her purpose, y'all, and now she talks with such power and authority, because she is so, so happy that she is doing exactly what she wants to do. And, you know, that's how you can do the same thing. You can do what you want to do. And look at how she did it. You know, she didn't start out in her passion. She started out by just operating in things that she enjoyed doing. All the while, she was working every day. Just working every day. So don't let anything stop you from doing what is your passion. You can't say, well, I have a job and I don't have time. Oh, no, no, no. You have to make time. Yeah, because depending on how long you've had that job, you know, one day you're going to retire. I mean, look at her. She's, you know, 58 years old, but, wow, she absolutely did not look it. And, boy, look at how much, I mean, really, this woman looked like she could be in her 40s. I'm no kidding. In her early 40s at that, mid-40s at the latest. And she's like, she's almost 60, my goodness. And here she is, you know, just starting in this new career, this business that she started in her basement of her home. She started this in her basement of her home, and she recently just got a 3-room office in Rahway, New Jersey. Yes. Oh, yes, Patricia, you know who I'm talking about. She's the lady that we went to have dinner with after when we left the church. You, myself, and she went to have dinner after we were at the Women's Day at the show. Awesome, 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 awesome. by the way, we're having Women's Day this Saturday at 142 Maple Ave. So if you're not busy Saturday from 9 to 12, make sure you come by Newark 142 Maple Avenue. I would be there. I'd love to see you. Also, if you can come Wednesday, I would love to have you come Wednesday to Essex County College. I will be there from 9:30 to 12. They're having their social work day. I will be their keynote speaker. I am so honored to be there doing that. I'm very excited about coming to Essex County College. Since having been a student there in 1990, and it's now 2011, so 21 years ago, and when I was introduced to Essex County College, when I was a student, when I walked inside of Essex County College, I had absolutely no idea that I would be speaking there when I went there initially as a student. It was only a dream at that point. It was only a dream. I remember going to Essex County College, but see, you got to have the, this is why I'm telling you, the right attitude is truly the way to go. I'm telling you, attitude is everything. I certainly believe that. I do believe you got to have a good attitude, a positive attitude. You have to have a forgiving attitude. You have to have a faithful attitude, a determined attitude. You got to have an attitude that I am determined, that I am going to be a success at what I'm doing. And I remember when I first got to Essex County College, and I sat in one or two classrooms, and there was a woman, and she was one of the facilitators. Actually, there were two facilitators. One has since passed on, Miss Ellen Upda. She was one of my facilitators, one of the my professors. And there was a woman named Miss, I believe her name was, yeah, Miss Anderson. I can't remember her first name, but Professor Anderson. These two women were the first people that I met at Essex County College. I was a student in the special programs department, and it was a choice. They could have either put me in special programs or they could have put me in the EOF. And the EOF is the Equal Opportunity Fund program that is a legislation, so it is law, and they do give money, and they will pay for a lot of your classes when you are when you go to college and your scores, your test scores are low enough, or if you are the first time person in your family that has a degree, the government will pay for your classes. Some of the classes, not all of them, but a majority of them. And so I was in the special programs department, which is very similar to EOF. It's just that special programs comes out of a different part. It's just another program that's under the Department of Education. So if you have in this, you went to, with the United States and the federal government, you have the Department of Education. And under the Department of Education, they have many programs to fund higher education. And one of those programs is called special programs. And a lot of colleges have that department, but a lot of students may not know about the department. It's not very well advertised, in my opinion, but neither is EOF. A lot of students find out about EOF by accident. But most colleges do have EOF. And if you are you, if you and or your child meets those criteria, then you should look into those programs because they can help you get started. Typically, they will pay for all your remedial classes and some of your other classes like psychology 101, math 101, and courses like that. And they will also help you with books and your paperwork, and they give you a lot of tutoring. So like where the college where I work, the EOF department has their, they have their own department there at the college. And same thing with Rutgers University, Rutgers University, NJIT, Seton Hall. I believe Seton Hall has an EOF department. Almost every major college has an EOF department. And again, you have to prove that you fit the criteria to be one of their students. And now you don't stay with them until you graduate. Usually you're with them for maybe your first or second year, and then you, now if you're a junior college, it's only 2 years, so you're there with them maybe your first year, and you complete a set of classes, and then you go into the mainstream, you know, college database. But for that time period, you're in EOF's database, and they keep up with you, and they watch your grades, and they do all your financial aid paperwork for you. Well, I was in the special programs department, and two of the instructors with that department were truly, truly someone that I had said, wow, I would love to be like that one day. And that was, I said that in 1990 in January when I met these women. And so here I sit today, March 2011, and if Miss Ellen was still alive, I don't know where Miss Anderson is. She was with the, or she had left the college, and at one point she was with the Urban League. I'm not sure where she is today. But, and that's the beautiful thing about Facebook. Because of Facebook, we know, you know, Facebook has helped us when we say things like, oh, I wonder where that person is today. If you know their name, you can just put it in Facebook and you can find them, because I would love to, there are about five people that I would love to find, people that I've met over my lifetime. If they're the kind of person that says, I'll never get on Facebook, well, I'll probably never find them. But if they're on Facebook, I can put their name in and I'll find them. I've found some long lost friends on Facebook. Now, I know some people don't have friends, and so they don't care about this, and they don't have anybody that they care to look up. But I do. I have people that I've met in my lifetime that were gems. They were gems. They're like a ruby. They're like something you don't want to lose. You don't want to forget. And then there are people that I would love to find, but they're females. And a lot of times a female, their name, their last name changes. It may be harder to find them. Or if there's a word that, you know, you can't spell their first name. So if a person has a name like Brenda, you know, it's pretty simple, or Diane. It's only pretty much one way to spell those type names. But these days, parents, ever since probably maybe like the 80s, women, and especially in the 90s, women and men probably began to pride themselves on spelling their child's name different. So different than the way it sounds or the way it's been traditionally spelled. So a child's name could be Tanya, but you know, Tanya back in the day was spelled typically one way. Nowadays, Tanya, you can spell it like 10 different ways. So it's funny when I do book signings, no matter what the person's name is, I always ask them how you spell it. And even if their name is something like Sharon, you know, right? You never know. They could spell it with a C, you never know. Because C and S, right, have the same, CH has that same sound, like S, Sharon. So, you know, I'm very, very careful about people's names. Again, unless their name is, well, Lisa, there's a lady named Lisa, and she spells it with an E-L-E-S-A. So there's so many, you have to be careful with that. But having that dream, you know, having that dream for your life, you know, I just remember having that dream. And, you know, I remember, you know, saying, boy, I want to be like that one day. And so, you know, sometimes, yes, I'm astounded the fact that I'm a high school dropout turned, you know, college professor. I'm astounded at that. However, if I stop and think for a minute, it's what I spoke out of my mouth the day I walked into that classroom, not 5 years later, not 10 years later when it would truly look like I could be doing it. No, no, no. It was for the very first semester when I met those women. I met them the very first, because I was only at Essex for 1 year. I was only at Essex County College 1 year, two semesters, that's it, and then I transferred to Union County. So I met them the very first semester I was there. I met these women, and I said, I'm going to be like that one day. I want to do that. And even though I said it, I wrote it down in a journal that one of the professors made us keep. And I wrote it down, and you know what? That was it. And here I am today doing it. So I'm trying to say that to tell you, please, please, please say what it is that you want to do. Just say it. And I bet you it will happen. I bet you any money. No, well, I don't want to bet you any money, but but because I know it will happen. I don't want to take your money. That's my point. I don't want to take your money because I know it will happen. I know it will happen. I just know. You know how you just know something? I know it will happen. I dare you to say that you really want to do something. I dare you because I know what's going to happen. It's going to happen for you. And so, you know, that's how it is. But you see, that is an attitude. That is an attitude to be able to say, you know, I can do something, I'll have something, I'll be something. That in and of itself is a particular kind of attitude, and it is what we call a positive attitude. It's a successful attitude. It's an attitude of success, and you have to have, you know, that mindset. Again, you know, Versie Walker talks about that millionaire mindset. Well, I want to talk about that success mindset. What does the success mindset look like? Well, it looks like, you know, a person who believes in themselves. It looks like a person who is committed. You have to be committed to something. I'm not saying you have to commit to everything, but you have to commit to something. You have to commit to, if you want to start a business, then you have to be committed to that. Get the paperwork done. You have to, you know, start working on your business plan. You have to make sure your finances are in order. You have to make that commitment. Now, I know we were definitely scheduled to have our guest on this morning, so we're going to call her up and make sure that we can get her on the next time. Not quite sure. The computer usually doesn't do this to me. As you know, we usually have it where it's working properly. So I see now that we're going to have to go to plan B for tomorrow morning, because I don't want to have to go through this again. So we're going to go to plan B for tomorrow. And as soon as I figure out what plan B is, but we have some exciting things. For those of you who want to get into the consulting business, I am doing a webinar. Let me give you the date for that. I will be doing a webinar right here on the internet. And we have some other exciting webinars coming. Oh, I absolutely want to thank those of you who have already purchased your pre-order copy of the book, From Prostitute to Princess. That's my newest book. You know, I'm working on 3 or 4 books, but that one is going to come out before some of the others, I believe. It's almost ready. We're almost there. And you got to get your, if you want to pre-order, if you want to be one of the first to order a copy of that book, you can go to my Facebook page. There is a flyer. Actually, on Facebook, there is a page there. If you go to Facebook and type in From Prostitute to Princess, a page will come up, and on that page, there are instructions there on how you can purchase a copy of the book. And so we are so, so, so excited about that book. It tells the story of how I actually went from being this scared kid who was abused sexually and molested to the woman that I am today, who is a motivational speaker, trainer, and a life coach. So you got to get the book. You got to get that book. You got to read all the intricate details of, you know, some of the steps that led up to this, and so that you can see for your own life how some steps have led up to your success, basically. You know, I could have said, you know, steps to your success, but it, in the book also, it talks about your, you know, having the right attitude, having forgiveness, okay? It talks about being in right relationships with people. We have to make our relationships good. It is a book that will help a person who does have low self-esteem. It will instantly help them in an instant. So, yes, the Steps to Consulting will happen on April the 11th from 7 to 9 p.m., so definitely mark your calendars for that. There is a fee for attending that webinar, but I will be showing people how to set up your own consulting business, how to consult for money. Yes, and what other webinar do we have? Also, I have don't forget the Career Success Seminar that'll be happening at the Newark Screens on April the 7th. And we have Seton Hall is April the 5th, but I'm not sure if that's open to the public. I will have to check with them. And I cannot believe that's next week already. Where does the time go? It just really does go. And then we have the publishing workshop on the 16th at a church in Belleville. So for those who want to attend that, wow, there is really a lot going on. But there is another event, I believe it's on, it can't be the 14th, but there is something else happening for the month of, there's quite a few things happening for the month of April. So I will check with Miss Pat. She also has some calendar dates, so I better check with her so we don't overbook. So we're very, very excited. You got to get excited. That's another attitude thing. You have to be, see, people love enthusiasm. And again, you have to look at what could be draining your enthusiasm. And it could be, like you said, it could be bitterness and you don't even realize. Bitterness will zap like that. It will zap away your energy. So you can't be bitter, you can't be unforgiving, and you can't be angry. What do you have to be angry about? What? I don't know. Well, I don't get it. What? You're alive. You're well. You're here. You have a telephone. Obviously, if you're listening to me, you have a computer. If you're, well, if you tried to get in the chat room and couldn't, but that means you have a computer. You're indoors. You have a roof over your head. What do you have to be angry about? Okay? Something that happened to you 20 years ago? All right, get over it. It happened 20 years ago. Let it go. Let it go. It's over. It's done with. You survived. You're here. You did more than survive. You're thriving. Well, you'll be thriving as soon as you let go of that bitterness and unforgiveness and bad attitude. You need to have a great attitude. People will be more attracted to you when you have a good attitude. So we're having fun. We have so many, like I said, so many projects that are coming forth, and we want you to be a part of all of them. Don't forget our biggest nonprofit project that we're going to definitely get our 501c3 for, and it is called 1 Billion Women Changed. So we are going around the country to empower women and to change them, and one book at a time. So every time you purchase a book from Prostitute to Princess, God's Plan for My Success, or Release Your Power, some of the proceeds. That book will go to women in shelters, halfway houses, abuse centers, and prisons. And that's where we're going. And we can't wait. We're so excited. We want you to partner with us. We want you to be a part of this awesome, awesome move. Maybe you would like to go, but you can't go. Well, you can't go, but you can send me. Maybe you won't go into the prisons. That's fine. I'll go. And you can help send me. And it'll be like you're going. A part of you will go when you partner with me, when you make a donation to 1 Billion Women Changed. When you make a donation, part of you will be going with me. So we thank you. We're out of time. We hope you come back tomorrow. We look forward to seeing you. Hopefully we'll get on Facebook since we couldn't get into our show today. And so we thank you. We have a coaching session to do this morning out in Jersey City. If you would like to talk to me about coaching, please give me a call, 908-432-1853. Okay, that's all we have time for. It's been great. It's been real. And you got to keep moving on up. And don't forget, your goals will take you to the dress, to the destiny of your dreams. That's all for the Coach Lalisa Show. It's Monday.